I think CSR activities, charity, NGO, helping people, working for the society, these are the words that we keep hearing, at least during this COVID-19 situation. All of a sudden, the human side of us are like, coming out. But there is somebody who's been working on it like 365 days or 366 days to be precise on that, doing it for so many years, who started his career in software. But finally found his purpose is about helping others and uplifting others around him. Even when he was within the software company, his focus was more towards helping others and charity, which led him here. We have Karthi Vidya. There is a story also behind Karthi Vidya. So we have Karthi here with us with the broadcast. Hi, Karthi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Padmini. Thank you for inviting me for this podcast.
Absolutely, the pleasure is ours, Karthi. So yeah, tell us about you. We had a lot of entrepreneurs in our show, right? You started your career at Cognizant, like most of the people in Chennai and Bangalore does. So you started it, and I'm sure the things would have been the same, the whole high of working in a software company. How did you find your purpose towards, oh yeah, I have to go towards NGO? When did that wow moment happen?
Okay, see, the inspiration for this actually came during my school days. So till my 10th, I come from a place called Arani, which is in Tirunamalai district in Tamil Nadu. It's like 150 kilometers from Chennai. So most of the time I used to study in a rural school over there, where I had a lot of my friends who comes from rural background. They were financially very poor. I had one of my friend who was my benchmate, my lunchmate also. Whenever my maths teacher asked to buy a long size notebook, it will take him like 5 days or 10 days or 15 days to buy it because he didn't add enough money. So he will go back home, work along with his father, who's a cycle mechanic. So he works putting puncture and repairing cycles and then earn little money. So it will take him 10 days or 15 days to get that money, like 20, 25 rupees, and then he will buy it. Till the time, my teacher used to punish him by making him kneel down or standing outside the classroom and all. So since he's my good friend, during lunch he used to feel bad, like how teachers are treating him. And that's when I actually got hands-on reality on what poverty will look like. And I got good marks in 10th. So my mom put me in a good school in Chennai. Like we didn't have enough money actually. So my mom thought, let's get some depth and we can invest on is my education basically. So that's how I came to a school in Chennai. Here, the kind of people whom I met was totally different. They are from well-to-do families, and the quality of education which I got was totally, totally different. And that was disturbing me so much because, if you have money, you get one kind of education. If you don't have money, you get other kind of education. And education is something that not just changes you, changes an entire generation. It's so powerful. So at Team Everest, we call it as magic right now because it has the potential to change an entire generation. And that is something it's not available for all. So I thought, as a 10, 11th standard, 12th standard kid, I was thinking I should do something about it. And I passed out 12th. I joined engineering in Salem. So during my engineering days in Salem, I used to volunteer locally in visually challenged homes, reading books for them, writing exams for them, and all. That's how my volunteering journey started. And during my final year, I was campus placed in Cognizant. So that's when I decided, once I joined Cognizant, I should do this full time, big time. And I still remember the first day, August 21, 2006. That's when I joined Cognizant in Chennai OMR Road. So for the first 9 days in August, they gave a salary, right? August 30, 2006 is my first salary. And myself and my friends together, we collected like 4,000 rupees. We went to a village where like 70% of the children were child laborers, and we helped them with uniforms, notebooks, and all other stuff. So that's the very, very first activity of Team Everest. So if you ask me, all this, the seed for this, the inspiration for this, basically came from my school days. And I worked in Cognizant for 8 years, and I quit my job in December 31, 2014, 8 years, almost 100 months after joining Cognizant. The basic reason being, I'm very passionate about volunteering, and my dream is to inspire every Indian to volunteer. So I thought, you know, like, okay, now it's enough swimming within the well. So let's go swim in an ocean. So that's the reason I came out. Now I work with a lot of corporates and schools and colleges to promote volunteering at various places.
That's really inspiring, Karthi, because you, of course, spoke about a lot of profound things that I'm also able to relate with people around me, also with me, right? But there's one thing that you told me where you collected the money with your first month salary and actually helped someone, because it takes a lot as a 19-year, 20-year-old boy, you know, maybe buying a sari to your mother or buying something for your father makes sense. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, kind of do it. But, you know, to really to think about someone who's absolutely unrelated to you and think so empathetic about them, that takes a lot than, you know, being a nice person. I'm very, very proud of you, Karthi, while we were saying that story.
Thank you, Batman.
So, Karthi, you know, we can always have a lot of purpose in life. You know, last time when we were doing a podcast, it was about a lawyer who went tech. You've been a tech person and having this purpose, how did you bring technology into your NGO idea?
Okay. See, coming from a tech background actually really helped me as well. See, in fact, see, my I am a metallurgical engineer, nothing to do with tech, but I got campus placed in Cognizant, and within Cognizant, I worked exactly for 100
months. I would have got surprised only if you told me that, oh, I studied that and then I pursued that. So everybody starting from South India, they finish something, they'll do civil engineering and then become, you know, a computer engineer. Look at me, I studied media science and then become a software engineer.
So out of my 100 months, I worked 15 months, I was a Java developer there, and rest 85 months, I was handling, I was part of the CSR, corporate social responsibility team within Cognizant. So, but right from day one of Team Everest, I wanted to build technical stuff within Team Everest, because technology is a real game changer, you know, like it gives us a lot of things, and especially this sector, this development sector, where, you know, like you could see less usage of tech. So we use a lot of tech, especially, you know, like we use a lot of Zogo products inside Team Everest, which actually helped us scale. I still remember, you know, like we gave one of the testimony to Zogo when we started using Zogo Creator, that the day we started using Zogo Creator, within a month, all our activities are scaled up by 4 times. So that's the power of technology. Yearly, we didn't even add a sign up form. So this is way back. I'm talking about 2007, 2008, those period, you know, like,
you've been using Zogo products since 2007 and 8.
I think, 2008, 2009, I think it's that period.
That's we actually nice. Started using
it. So nice, those days, I still remember, you know, like this is a simple pain point. We didn't have a simple sign up form those days. So what we used to do is, you know, like I send a mailer to our volunteers and we ask them to reply if they are interested to volunteer. So those days we used to do a little bit of old age home visit and all. So I remember for one of the old age home visit, we, you know, like there are only 20 grandmas in the home, but we had like 30 volunteers coming in. So, and we didn't have place within the old age home to stand even. So that is how it happened. So what happened after some 20 people, you know, like when my mailing list started increasing to 500 people, 1,000 people, now say 60, 70 or 80 people suddenly respond, I will come. Now you can't accommodate more than 20. So for rest of 60 people, you have to go back and tell, hey, sorry, it's been full. Please join in future. That is how it all started. And then we started using, so we had a blogging platform within Cognizant those days. So I started blogging there. So I used blog comments as a sign up again. So I will put a blog post and ask people to comment if they're interested to join. And after say 20 people sign up, I will disable the comment section so that I will put a last comment that, hey, we got enough signups, and I will just disable it. Then I will manually copy paste who and all has commented and then go back, pull in data and all. That is how it all happened. So when suddenly we started using Zogo Creator, I'm able to build n number of forms. People can sign up and I can automatically disable after 20 signups. There's a confirmation trigger mail you can send. So it is like a new world to me altogether.
That's
These
brilliant.
things, I think, will look very simple right now, but as a non-profit, that too way back in 13 years back, these are, very hard things for us. And even now, a lot of people don't have features like this. So that's the sad part.
Yeah, I think you're talking about very, very essential thing, right? When you don't know technology and starting an NGO, you will not be able to scale up after a point if you don't really have a tech mentor or tell you how to do things. You know, it's not going to really happen only when you know technology and how to scale it, even better when you know more technology. And if you can build more on this, which means that you can help more people, right? But it's always good at somebody who's techie starting an initiative like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at it, the way tech plays, it's a crucial role that plays in. In fact, within Team Everest, we have an initiative called Speak Out. So where, we run a scholarship program called I Am the Change Scholarship Program, where we are sponsoring 400 parentless and single parented students for their UG degree. So, there are various volunteers who pitch in to contribute. We have monthly donors, yearly donors who come and contribute to educate these 400 children. Right now, all these 400 students are in Chennai. So when I say parentless, they have been taken care by their grandma or grandpa. None of them come from orphanages. All come from the community. And we get a huge number of applications every year. Last year we got 6,200 applications, from which we shortlisted 200 students. So even to handle such a scale, receiving 6,200 applications, shortlisting, you need tech in place. That's one. And once we shortlist, we have 400 scholars whom we are sponsoring right now. These children, really need a good communication skill so that they can come up in life. So we do a training program called Speak Out, where we train children on telephone to speak better English. It happens 40 days per semester. So 80 days a year, we train them over the phone. It's like a 30 minutes phone call that we do. So if you look at it, we have built a mobile app where we connect volunteers. For every student, we connect two volunteers. So we have 400 students, 800 people, put together 1,200 people are there inside this ecosystem. And this has been completely handled through the mobile. And if you look at it, you have 800 volunteers coming from 12 countries, 3 continents, volunteering to help 400 people in Chennai. And I think that's the power of technology.
Amazing, amazing. I think, Karthi, I have to ask you this question. I'm sure a lot of people are thanking you every single year, all these students. Is there any one person made you feel really fulfilled for what you're doing? Because your job is incredible. You go work for yourself, earn money, spend on your family. That's a different story. But, you pretty much gave all your 20s and 30s for this, whole journey. When did you feel that fulfillment?
Okay, I think, for me, I'm the most happiest man in this world. That's what I would say. Though I don't get any salary for the past 5 years, I run with my savings and my wife's salary for the past 5 years after quitting Cognizant. So, but still, I'm the most, I'm poor, but I'm very happy. I'm the happiest person in the world. That's what I would say. Because every day you see smiles in other people, and I feel so blessed that, God has given me this opportunity to go and help people. I think that's the most powerful feeling. I get this feeling every day, but I used to tell this story to a lot of people. I think this is way back in 2008, I think. So when Team Everest is very small, so we went to this place called Bodinayakanur in Theni district, where we went with 4 or 5 volunteers. The plan is to provide notebooks to tribal children. So we had a school there, free school, where a lot of tribal children study, and we wanted to give them free notebooks. So when we went to the school, the principal of the school told us, they had a student, so this is a middle school, which has till 8th standard. So they told, one of their alumni of the school who has completed 12th standard right now has scored good marks. I think 1,040 out of 1,200, more than 80%, 80-85%. And struggling, and he wants to do engineering, but he didn't have enough money. And he told whether Team Everest can help. So we didn't have any enough money at the time, but I told, okay, asked the student to come and meet me today evening. So I was staying in one of my relatives' home, and that student came. His name is Karthik. So while he was coming, he was carrying a samosa plate in his hand. So he used to sell samosas going street by street. They also had a small cart which they will push. They sell this puri and samosa on street. So I asked him what is his mark. He told something around 1040 plus, and I was very surprised and asked him what he wants to become. He told he want to become an automobile engineer. And I asked, have you applied for engineering? He told no, because see, as you know, for applying for engineering in Tamil Nadu, you have to apply with Anna University, for which you need to get a form for 500 rupees. And he didn't even add that 500 rupees to buy it. And it's the last date for buying the form is just 2 days from now, the conversation happening. So I asked him, okay, if we support you, will you be interested to study? He told, definitely, yes, sir. And I went back, I dropped an email to all my volunteers, asked for funds. We raised little funds, and we gave it to Karthik. He bought the form and he joined engineering in Trichy. So all this 3 years he was working hard, and during his, I think, third year or final year, his father was his only breadwinner of the family. Third year he got a heart attack. And he was not able to push cart. Doctor told he should not push carts. So he put a small idli shop in front of the same school where Karthik was studying, and he was selling idlis. Unfortunately, during the final year, his father also passed away. So this entire family was hoping on Karthik to finish engineering, come back, and start contributing to their family. And so Karthik finished engineering with more than 75%, something like that. We sponsored his entire education, including his hostel fee, mess fee, everything. And after finishing, he didn't get a job. He didn't get a good job for first 4 6 months, post which he was able to we are able to train him a little bit on English and other stuff. He got a good job. He worked with I think Renault Nissan for a lot of time, and then now he's currently working in Royal Enfield, and he bought a good home, a good place, good he built a home here. He's married right now happily with a child, and he is currently one of the donor for team or sponsoring another student like him. I think for me
Very
this
nice.
one of the very inspiring thing to happen, like, see, one thing this entire episode has taught me is, you have the power to change life. I think, that's the most powerful thing to do. It's not just God. For me, every volunteer is a God, because every person actually has a potential to change someone else's life. And I think that is a huge revelation for me.
Absolutely, very, very deep. Like, if nothing happens, everybody chooses to just take care of their life and not worry about what's happening outside, then they're going to be still be the same person, pulling cart, or being a single mother, selling flowers, or being a sales girl. It could be anything. But now, when the universe is keeping you in a place, giving you a comfortable life, I think it's not just a good, nice to have to help others. I think it's mandatory. You are supposed to be doing it. Otherwise, there's no purpose in life. The data also says the givers are the most happy people, happiest people in the world. So very, very deep. Now, let's talk about your family, because you could be the very nicest person or who has a purpose of helping others. But how did you find your wife, who is also equally, having the same purpose of helping others? Or how did she react to it? I'm sure you were a volunteer. You were into the CSR activities even before getting married. How did that happen? And how did Karthi Vidya happen?
Okay, so my actual name is Karthivan. So after marriage, I just want to add a Karthi Vidya. So I used to tell this, so my mom, you always used to sign like Lakshmi Mohan. I still remember, when I'm studying fourth standard or fifth standard, I went to my mom. I asked, "Mom, why your name is only Lakshmi? Why are you signing as Lakshmi Mohan?" I was telling, girls will sign like after marriage, they will add their husband's name to their name. So I immediately went to my father. And I asked him, why are you signing only as Chandra Mohan, not as Chandra Mohan Lakshmi? So I don't know what my father replied as. I don't remember his reply, but that has stuck to me for a long time. So when I got opportunity to get married, I thought, okay, I thought I should add my wife's name to my name, and that's how I became Karthi Vidya. And Vidya is one of my huge, huge pillar of support. See, I lost my mom because of cancer in 2011, and exactly 20 months after, I lost my father to heart attack. So post which I think Vidya is the only person who filled my life. If not, there'd be huge emptiness around. She's been a huge support. And she used to work in different corporates earlier. And when I found out that I need a good leader within Team Everest, she also quit her corporate job and working full time with Team Everest right now. So now it's been both, you know, like we work. I mean, we get chance to meet in office, in home all together. So it's a very small world, and it's a lot of fun.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet of your wife also. And first of all, for changing your name into Karthi Venmata. That's again very, very sweet. So Karthi, tell us, if some of the listeners wants to change somebody's life, how we can help Team Everest. See, tell us a quick procedure on that.
Yeah. See, like I told, you know, like every individual has potential to change this world, and you know, like, and I always believe that everyone can make a difference. So people can help us in many, many different ways. Number one, so our website is www.teameverest.ngo. So you can go there. So you can first sign up as a volunteer, so that, you know, like you want to give time and help others. We have a lot of virtual volunteers. So no matter which city you are in or which country you are in, we have opportunities for you. So you can even volunteer from home. That's the easiest thing to do. That is one. Second thing, you know, like, so we every year we get a huge number of applicants. Looking at, so we have been in the sector for the past 13 years right now. A lot of people know us. In Chennai, we work with like 150, 175 government schools. So a lot of government school principals, teachers know us. So there's a lot of scholarship requests that comes year on year. Like last year, like I told, we got 6,200. We shortlisted only 200, which is like only 3.1% of the applicants we are supporting. We're trying to increase that number to 10% at least. So this year we are trying to support at least 420 students for their UGD, the new students we want to hire and support. And COVID has also come now, you know, like, so there is a lot of demand for people to, people where, you know, like, they're expecting help so that their children can continue education. So easiest way, one of the ways to support is to make a donation, or you can even become a simple monthly donor, you know, like it could be 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, whatever your choices. You can sign up as a monthly donor, and we will tag a student to you, and you can continue sponsoring them. Because I think if every educated person in this world has decided to educate one more person, I think by this time that we will not see a world like first graduate and all, because, you know, like, there are hundreds and thousands of millions of graduates out there in this world. I feel that every graduate has responsibility to educate another person and help them become a graduate. So the easiest way is to make a donation. Some of them could even become fundraisers. So it's an online fundraising where we can guide them how to do fundraising, and you can reach out to a network. So we always tell fundraisers are 10 times more, create 10 times more impact than being a donor. Because, you know, like, if your ability is to donate 500 rupees, you might know 10 people who each can donate 500 rupees. So you can easily increase the impact 10 times. So third way is to become fundraisers. And finally, because this is a broadcast, I'm very sure there'll be a lot of tech people. We still need a lot of technical support in terms of building mobile apps, UX designs, web applications. I think if some of you wanted to share your tech skill also, you guys could reach out to me. So, and I am reachable. You can see my mobile number on my website itself. It's public. Anyway, I will share it here as well. It's 89-399-12365. So it's Indian number +91. So you guys could reach out to me in whichever mode possible. And, you know, like, any help is most welcome.
I know you don't have to really give money per se. It could be, you know, your expertise teaching these kids, or sharing your technical knowledge. Even for interns, I think it's a brilliant idea when they are looking for some problem to solve, as to add as part of their portfolio and things. I think it's an absolute good idea. Even if you have some ideas for the NGOs that you can collaborate with Karthi and really work it out.
Absolutely. In fact, we are looking for help for SEOs, digital marketing, mobile apps, web applications, all this. So there's a lot of scope, a lot of things. So see, how we look at it is, Okay, whatever you are able to contribute, contribute. See, for someone, say, time is always a constraint, money is not a constraint. Okay, you contribute in terms of money. For someone else, money would be a constraint, time and skill might not be a constraint, so they can contribute that way. So we tell, you know, like, help in whatever way possible, but please help. That's our motto always.
Nice. That's again a very sweet closure in whatever way is possible. Thank you so much. I think you are probably 29th or 30th podcast we have hosted, Karthik. I think for the first time, I feel so fulfilled. I think I would love to listen to all these, you know, kids' story, and I would also see how the podcast can help you guys, you know, educating people or any other way that's possible. We are always open. We feel so fulfilled hosting you today. Thank you so much, Karthik.
Thank you so much with me, and happy volunteering to all. Go ahead and keep changing lives. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.